We're on the brink of a serious humanitarian crisis in West Africa's Sahel region, where millions of people are at risk of not having enough food. The warning comes from Caritas members in the region, who say the worsening hunger crisis is caused by low or erratic rainfall, followed by droughts and high food prices. The worst-hit country in the Sahel is Niger, where initial assessments show that food insecurity is affecting around 35% of the population. In February, Pope Benedict spoke of the Sahel's food crisis and urged the international community to seriously address the extreme poverty of people in the region. But is this little-reported humanitarian crisis there slipping off the radar of the outside world? Bill Restiter is the country representative for Niger for Catholic Relief Services and is based in the capital, Niamey. He told me more about the hunger crisis.
It's certainly serious, and really what it comes down to is individual people. There are certainly some people who are somewhat comfortable at this point, but there are indeed hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who are in need of assistance, and it will only get worse over the coming weeks as we begin to move into the season of planting, but waiting for the next harvest to come.
It seems, though, that this hunger crisis, which is affecting not just Niger, but all of the countries in the Sahel region, has rather slipped off the radar of the international community. When I was looking up information before doing this interview, a lot of the stuff I was reading was going back to March.
Right. Well, actually, indeed, this time of year, every year, is what we call the lean season, where we're waiting for the next harvest to come in. So in a sense, perhaps people get used to hearing of this, but it's also true that every couple or 3 years, what we've found is increasingly we've moved into these periods of crisis. Crisis here is basically just moving a small step from the lean period into an unusually bad year when people are severely bad off and the numbers increase. Even in an average year, there are over a million people who are in need of assistance, just in a typical year.
And would you say this was an unusually bad year then?
This is clearly an unusually bad year. There might be debate over the worst ever or comparing to 2 years ago, but everybody agrees it is a very bad year.
Now, given that this is a recurring situation, you know, lack of food for the population, is enough aid coming through? Are the donors giving generously?
I have to say, I think many donors are being quite generous, but sadly, it's just never enough. I think also the organizations working here, the government, the church, international organizations, we know what to do. We know how to help people, but indeed, there simply isn't enough to reach everybody at sufficient levels. It's hard to say it's a lack of generosity, but the need is so great during these critical periods, it really comes up short.
Now, in these situations where there is a hunger crisis, it's always the children who are the worst affected. Can you describe for us what is the situation like for children in some of the worst affected areas? Have you seen for yourself?
I have seen the children, and indeed, they're worse off in the sense that they're so much more vulnerable and less able to cope with the food shortage. But I will say, in this culture, families do see after the children first, and they do the best they can. But when there simply isn't enough to go around, inevitably, the very youngest children are going to suffer more. It is particularly touching to see hungry children. There's no doubt about it.
And are these children also not just hungry, but clearly suffering from malnutrition, some of them?
Yes, there's always some level of malnutrition here. I believe 15% is where it really moves into the critical stage, and some areas are pretty close to that. So it is a problem. It is being addressed as best as everyone is able. But again, I would say pretty much everyone would agree that it just comes up a bit short due to insufficient resources.
How would you describe the morale of the people who are affected by this crisis? You know, are they very resilient people?
I have to say it's one of the things why I appreciate working here is it's incredible to me to go out and meet these families in these really harsh areas where they're coping with a difficult time. And what amazing, I would say not only coping, but they remain joyful. It's incredible to me to see how well they deal with this and how they maintain their good spirits.
Can you tell us something about what Catholic Relief Service is doing to alleviate the situation?
Well, we're collaborating closely with the local church here, the Caritas organization, which is called CADEV in Niger, and we both have active programs going on. I know that CADEV has received resources from other Caritas organizations throughout the world, and we coordinate to make sure that we're reaching the neediest but not overlapping in the same areas. We meet regularly to that end of coordination. We have an emergency program with some refugees who have arrived from Mali, and we also have a separate program going on trying to provide assistance to the people of Niger who are simply suffering from this food crisis that we've been discussing.
You talked there about the refugees who have come in as a result of the conflict in neighbouring Mali. I mean, how much has this influx of refugees exacerbated the overall humanitarian situation in a nation which was already very stretched?
Well, fortunately, the numbers have not been enormous, I would say. We're talking tens of thousands rather than hundreds of thousands, at least in Niger. But unfortunately, the areas that they've been forced to move into are some of the worst areas in Niger right now in terms of the food crisis. So it is a very serious problem, because typically the response would be that local populations would help out with these people. But now the people in the local populations have so little themselves, it makes it very difficult for them. And also for organizations like ours or the local church, we're forced to use resources to help the refugees that otherwise could have been used to help the broader food insecurity problem.
And what lessons should we be learning from these recurring hunger crises?
Well, indeed, I would say virtually every organization working here, and again including the local church, is not simply providing emergency assistance now, but 12 months out of the year, year after year, is providing development assistance, trying to build the resilience of the people here so that they can better cope with these crises. And again, I feel that very effective responses are learned and are known and are being used, but it's just not enough to fully resolve the problem. The problem is great. The challenge of nature here and the harshness of the land and the lack of rainfall makes it a very large problem. And although we have a positive impact, it falls far short of what would need to be done. Ultimately, water is a problem, and much more water is needed. If you're not close to the river, then water is very costly. So there are a number of challenges of this kind. A lot is done to mitigate the problems, but it just isn't enough.
Briefly, to sum up, how do you see the hunger situation evolving in the coming months until the next harvest is ready?
I think there's no denying the fact that the situation will get worse. People will use up whatever limited resources they have. They'll be much more dependent on food aid. The food aid will be insufficient, and it's going to be a very, very difficult time for the people of Niger.
I was speaking to Bill Restiter of Catholic Relief Services in Niger.